Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on the church bulletin. Drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a quarterly congregational business meeting directly following this worship service, and we do encourage you to attend that meeting. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answers to the question, is the Book of Mormon also the Word of God? At 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series from the Book of Revelation today in Chapter 8. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. The ladies' Bible study groups will meet tomorrow. It's November 9th at 7 p.m. For information, please see Raquel Otero or Elenita Noriel. The men's Bible study will meet Tuesday, November 10th at the Plica home. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verses 12 and 13. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in your hand is power and might, and in your hand is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee, and praise thy glorious name. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let's begin our worship with hymn number 40, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 265, We Have an Anchor.
Thank you.
please stand now as we sing hymn number 261, Trust and Obey.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence in the name of Jesus, our Lord, our precious Lord. And Lord, we appreciate your work of intercessory work as a high priest on our behalf, as Aaron was to Israel, as Melchizedek was to his people. You are the one who bring our prayers into your very presence, the presence of the Almighty God. And we are thankful that we have a high priest forever in the presence of God. Lord, as a church body, we rejoice in the fact that we open the doors again of this place to proclaim the word of the living God. To go book by book, chapter by chapter, to teach your people your holy word, so that by the power of the Spirit will come and change our life, modify our behavior, show the people of the world what you have done in our heart. Thank you, Father, that you are able to work in all of us and to shape us in the image of Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you that your word is infallible. There is no mistakes. There is no doubts. Just rest to walk on the water like Peter in our Sunday school lesson. Looking unto Jesus, said the book of Hebrews, the author and finisher of our faith. And so, Father, we pray that as we praise your name through the choir and through the beautiful reading of your word, we pray that as the word of God is explained, the Holy Spirit may work in the hearts of people and change their life to the image of Christ. We thank you for those who believe not and they are here, not only here in the auditorium and in the large audience of the internet and radio ministry. That they may know that there is a God, there is a Jehovah, who's in control of the universe, who has a plan, and his design is perfect and is going to carry on. That there is life and life everlasting beyond our life here. That the motivations and the values of life are not the things of this world, but the things of the Spirit. And that we need to satisfy thy Spirit. And the only satisfaction is to believe in the Lord Jesus as our Savior, our Redeemer. Thank you, Lord, for our missionaries and for the work they do across the different ministries, each one in a different area, each one in a different ministry. But, Lord, how blessed we are that we have them, 12 of them. And, Lord, how blessed that from time to time they visit with us. And we still thank you for the visit of Dr. Dante, who blessed our Spanish class with fantastic 5 lessons. Thank you, Lord. And now he is there in the Amazon River, pulling teeth and telling those people that Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you brought people like that into our path. We pray for your peace. We pray for our families. We pray for our relatives, for our friends, that they may know that there is a God and that that God loves them. Thank you, Father, that the scriptures never fail. Thank you, Lord, that more I read the scripture, more I know nothing. And I'm trying to learn and combine that learning to your people. Thank you, Father, for yesterday and for the wonderful memorial service. We remember a man that you use in our church to shape our church with integrity and with a path that is an example to others. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. May the lesson be well learned, and may we imitate our brother in our life and in the collective life of our church. We have others who are suffering, and we pray for those that your mercy reach their heart and their mind. I thank you, Lord, for those who serve this country in the military. On the 11th, we will celebrate the Veterans Day. And that means that some of the men and women here in our congregation and around the audience and the airways, some of them have served this country so that we can say we are free. Thank you, Lord, that the beginning of our country was a beginning with you. And as always happened, people get so blessed and blessed so much from you that they forgot that whatever we have is from you. And so, Father, my prayer is that people will return to you. That America will return to honor God and God alone. Thank you for those who serve. Thank you for those who were able to work in a marvelous way under a stress situation and they survive. Thank you for those who gave their lives so that we can be free. Now, Father, I appreciate your congregation and their giving. Last Sunday, we request a special offering for one of our families who left our church to move another state and is in need. And the offering was double of what we needed. And so the family was blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you provide for us for everything we need in our church through the offering of your people. Thank you, Father. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles, Bibles now and turn to the book of Nehemiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 581. We will be reading Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 19. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Nehemiah chapter 6, the entire chapter. Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then said Sanballat, his servant, unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen, and Geshem saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up, and he said, Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee, and who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them. For there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Arah, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Also they reported his good deeds before me and uttered my words to him, and Tobiah sent letters to me in fear. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we are able to gather here today, gather in peace, and look into your word and learn of you. We thank you for this word of truth, the scriptures, which are and always have been under attack by the enemy of our souls. We thank you for that lesson today, exposing the enemy, trying to effect compromise and deception that would have resulted in disaster. Help us to keep unwavering focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and the path that he has prescribed for us. Pray for and thank you for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, and his resolve to bring your whole counsel from the scriptures. We pray that you would help us so